Welcome to Tort Law Audio Learn, a course outline. In this outline, we'll review the following. Intentional torts, negligence, strict liability, products liability, and other torts. Many of you will find the concepts discussed under the subject of tort law to be fascinating. The famous McDonald's hot coffee case was decided primarily on claims stemming from tort law. The famous snail and ginger beer that led a woman to experience severe emotional distress also came from tort law. Tort law redresses civil wrongs as opposed to criminal wrongs where an individual, whether intentionally or unintentionally, violates another's personal property or property rights. In this lecture, we'll look at a variety of torts, ranging from intentional torts to unintentional torts, and finally end our discussion with a look at strict liability and miscellaneous torts. In this section, we'll discuss intentional torts. In order to understand intentional torts, we must look at a few general propositions regarding intentional torts. First, there are no incapacity defenses, which means even if an individual lacks capacity in a different area of law, for tort liability purposes, they're still able to commit torts. For an example, an individual deemed legally insane, drunk, drugged, or a minor may all still commit intentional torts. Secondly, all intentional torts require proof of intent as an element. Without intent, there is no intentional tort. Duh. In situations where the defendant intends to commit an intentional tort against the victim, the defendant will still be held liable even if a different tort results or a different victim is hurt. This is known as the doctrine of transferred intent and is an important concept to remember. B. Plaintiff's person. Contact with anything connected to the plaintiff's person qualifies as contact with the plaintiff's person for the purposes of battery. For example, a person's clothing, a pet held on a leash, a bicycle ridden by the plaintiff. Thus, if the defendant snatches the plaintiff's purse, the defendant is in contact with the plaintiff through the purse. Remember, the object has to be connected to the person. For example, if Lady Mary has an artificial limb and Mark strokes the artificial limb, this is an offensive battery. However, if Lady Mary has removed her artificial limb and left it on the table and someone touches it, there is no battery. If someone takes a limb and runs away, there could be grounds for theft, but no tort for battery here.
Welcome to this audiobook on surviving law school. This guide offers candid and detailed descriptions of the challenges confronting the law student and provides concrete, workable suggestions on how to cope with them. The guide begins with a candid discussion of whether law school is a good choice for you or not. We explain why law school is probably not a worthwhile way to spend 3 expensive years while you figure out what you want to do with your life. After that, we provide guidance on choosing a law school that suits your particular goals and needs. The central part of this audiobook describes the unique nature of legal education and provides helpful strategies for getting the most out of those 3 years. We discuss how law school differs from most undergraduate school and how to cope with a different style of teaching and grading. Since law school is primarily a preparation for being a lawyer, we discuss career options in some depth and focus on how to get the law job that you want after you graduate. Finally, we offer in-depth advice about coping with the psychological stress of law school.
Welcome to Legal Terminology Audio Learn. For the next couple of hours or so, we will review the main legal terms in certain prevailing areas of law: contracts, agencies and corporations, torts, civil procedure, property, and criminal law. Whether you are a paralegal, law student, or simply someone who wishes to familiarize oneself with legal terminology, this overview will give you an ability to understand the most important legal terms out there. Let's get started.